students competing for paid internships are in a challenging moment. The reality hit especially close to home this week when NPR announced it would cut its internship program for next summer. The cancellation comes as the network has already implemented a hiring freeze to weather a budget shortfall and avoid layoffs. Other companies are doing the same. With a recession looming, we wanted to check in on how the greater landscape in general is looking around the country for interns. Joining us now is Carlos Mark Vera, who is the co-founder and executive director of the nonprofit Pay Our Interns. Carlos, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this news that NPR is cutting its internship program next summer is sad to many because a lot of these interns go on to work in our industry, even on this very show. And it's also a paid internship, which can be even more competitive. But can you empathize with what NPR and other employers are going through in this economy, that they're having to make tough decisions to avoid cutting full-time staff?
Absolutely. That being said, one thing I usually notice is, you know, we've made a lot of great strides when it comes to DEI at a lot of companies and organizations. And whenever there's like an economic downturn, that's usually one of the first things that gets cut. And that has dire consequences, right? For especially young people. We saw in 2008 for college graduates, we just saw it 2020, you know, at the start of the pandemic. And hopefully the same thing doesn't keep on happening.
I just want to clarify there, because you said we've made great strides in DEI. By that, you mean diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
How is that linked to paid internships?
It's linked to paid internships because, according to data from the National Association of College Employers, Latino and Black students are the least likely to have paid internships. And what ends up happening is they don't intern because they can't afford it. And once they graduate, they don't have experience in their fields and they don't get hired. And we kind of create this glass ceiling for a lot of youth of color. And it ultimately reflects in our institutions, right? Like they don't reflect our diverse communities. So this is a racial and economic justice issue.
Yeah. So holding that, let's take a broader view of what's going on with internships. Because when we last had you on the show right before the pandemic, you know, you'd been fighting for interns to not only get paid for their work, but to get paid a decent wage. So, you know, now the end of 2022, how would you describe the landscape for people seeking a paid internship?
I have to say, this has probably been one of the biggest years for interns.
That's good news.
And I say that specifically, you know, we first got Congress to pay their interns. And then we kind of said, okay, this is awesome, but let's keep on opening opportunities across the federal government. And we successfully secured $40 million in appropriations for White House internships and State Department internships. And we've started to really see this like ripple effect across sectors. So I'll give an example. The Met didn't pay their interns. They started their internship program this summer, a paid one. They had 3,000 applications for 50 slots, a 200% increase. They're calling it a great success. The Humane Society. So you're now seeing more organizations offer paid opportunities, but I do want to preface, with an economic downturn, that's usually the first thing that gets cut. We saw this at the start of the pandemic. Most people lost their internships, and that led us to create a mutual aid fund called the Intern Opportunity Fund, because people needed money to pay rent, eat, so on and so forth. So that's really our biggest concern, is with things going, you know, kind of south, young people are going to be impacted, which creates economic scarring.
Yeah. You know, you connected us with a University of Michigan graduate student named Larissa Mednes, and she's fighting to have her school pay students $20 an hour to complete required internships. She's studying social work and also working as an unpaid intern at a community center. Her net income from a separate part-time job each month is about $400. And she's on food stamps, and she says many of her classmates are even worse off.
There's a national social worker shortage, and everyone likes to sit around scratching their heads wondering why. This is why. We shouldn't have to make so many sacrifices just because we decided to earn a degree that's designed to uphold the social safety net and better our communities and society.
Carlos, what I'm hearing from Larissa is something you've told us about in the past, about how students feel there's a need for universities to provide funding to pay them for their hours of working these internships. How common is this, and has there been a larger movement on that front?
We have started to see more schools offer stipends and grants for people to do unpaid internships. I think in her specific example, it's University of Michigan. It's a school that has a $17 billion endowment. They have the funds to pay their students, right? Because for students like her, not only is she not getting paid, she's paying her school thousands of dollars to work for free. It just doesn't make sense.
Carlos Marquevedo is the co-founder and executive director of Pay Our Interns. Carlos, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And elsewhere on the program, we'll meet the mayor-elect of Oakland, California, who got her start in government through a paid internship.